This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. Al had to step out of the studio briefly, but that is all right, because I have on the line with me Mr. Stephen Holden, the founder of Copley Fund Research. For all the new networks that have picked us up, first of all, we thank the program directors there, but then we also want to introduce Stephen, who is based out of New Zealand and runs his research firm that focuses primarily on emerging market funds and the money flows in and out of certain sectors and also in and out of certain stocks. I always like to bring Stephen on a somewhat regular basis to get an update, to understand some of the flows that are going on in what really is a massive market, being the general emerging markets. So Stephen, let's start off by talking about the MSCI, which is an emerging markets index. It was in the news this week because they were considering adding a certain type of China shares to the index, but they didn't end up doing this. Can you first explain to us briefly what the MSCI exactly is?
Certainly. Good morning, everybody. So the MSCI Emerging Market Index is the key index for EM investors, and it incorporates 22 countries, including China. We kind of look at this index because it's the index that most active investors use as a benchmark, and it's also tracked by trillions of dollars of passive investment as well. So any changes in the makeup of the index are quite important and can lead to some quite significant inflows and outflows. And what you just mentioned there, Corey, is the inclusion of China A shares, which has been ongoing for a number of years now, because it's the second largest stock market in the world, but it isn't included in the index. So when you look at the China allocation in the MSCI Emerging Market Index, that's just taking into account Hong Kong listed securities and then some of the US listed China securities like Alibaba and Baidu that you guys could invest in. And if they were to invest in to include China A shares in the index, then China would become a much larger part of the index. So it's quite important for EM investors on the outcome of this decision.
So you can understand why they did not include them, first of all, for just the simple weighting aspect, but then also the restrictions that are involved in this type of market. From my research, the emerging market index wants more freely traded markets, so maybe down the road this will happen, but it would weight too much towards China, which to me doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense for an index that should be more balanced. That being said, Stephen, let's look at some of the flows that we're seeing, starting off with the mix between energy and materials. What are you seeing in terms of funds in the emerging markets? What are they more favorable between?
So we're seeing a slight pickup in both sectors, but more so in energy, although it's from a relatively low base. So both the energy and material sectors have seen weights come down dramatically over the last 3 or 4 years, as you would probably expect. But over the last 2 or 3 months, we've seen funds certainly starting to increase allocations. So you can see a few of the interesting oil names starting to be bought. So, you know, I mean, the names here you probably won't be that familiar with, but they're across China, India, Hungary, Thailand, Korea. The whole gambit of oil stocks have been bought. But it's not what you call a gargantuan move. It's more a small tickling of positions, so getting ready for perhaps a bounce in the oil price.
So, Stephen, is this what you usually see at the turn of markets, after markets have been beat down?
I mean, it's definitely something you'd expect to see. You know, there's the value investors, obviously oil stocks are trading relatively cheaply, so the value investors are starting to look at the oil space. And it's the same, we actually see more so with US investors. As I mentioned, we run a US report, and we can see energy allocations really ramping up with US investors more so than emerging. So stocks like ConocoPhillips, Hess Corp, Halliburton are seeing some fairly significant allocation increases from some big funds, Janus, Fidelity, Waddle & Reed, all increasing energy allocations over the last 6 months by north of 4%. So there's definitely a switching of positioning, I think, to perhaps capitalize on what may be a bottoming on the oil price.
Now, what about materials here? We've seen, as I mentioned, gold do well, but some of the base metals had a little pop but have since pulled back. How have the funds reacted to this?
So we're seeing some buying in gold, but not as much as I would have expected. So there's some South African gold miners, Anglo Gold, Ashanti is seeing some buying interest, but not a great deal. And I can't really explain why that is in the EM world, but it's certainly not coming through yet. We're seeing a slight increase in the number of funds who are overweight materials. But again, it's across the board. I remember plastics and other kind of commodities come into play as well. So it's not just that you might expect all the gold miners to be rallying at the moment or increasing allocations. It's not the case. So I'm not entirely sure why that is, but it's not happening at the moment in EM.
Interesting, Stephen. So this more or less means that maybe the emerging market funds aren't quite jumping on board of any sort of a huge bull run yet, correct?
I think that's fair to say. Yeah, it's certainly mixed. There's certainly not a full, direction of funds buying any one particular material stock at the moment.
All right, now another sector that seems to be getting a buy and is quite popular in emerging markets as well as in the U.S. since we've seen a couple indexes that follow technology, especially internet companies, start to break out to the upside. You're seeing more emerging market funds moving into some of the high-tech stocks, aren't they?
Exactly right, Corey. So we've spoken about tech a number of times on this show, and this month they've posted a new high in terms of the allocation within EM portfolio. So they now account for over 21% of the average EM fund, which is, as I mentioned, a six-year high. So there's definitely continued interest in the sector. And as you mentioned, it tends to be in the internet space rather than the hardware space at the moment. So we always mention Alibaba, Naver in Korea, another kind of messaging style app. And also in Argentina, we've seen a lot of interest in Merca de Libra, the Latin American eBay equivalent. We've seen more and more funds buying into that, especially since the elections in Argentina last year as well. So people are getting more confidence in the market, and that's the stock they're going for. I think it's the biggest kind of online auction site in Latin America. So funds are definitely going for this theme, and it's not over yet.
Would you say Argentina is one of the standout emerging market countries ever since the election?
Well, it's not actually an emerging market country. It's a frontier market country, which is a bunch of countries that sit just below. But we're definitely seeing interest. So for emerging markets to invest in a non-EM country, they need to have that added conviction because it's not what they're benchmarked to. But in terms of the frontier markets, Argentina is where it's been at over the past 6 months, especially since October, November last year. So more funds allocating towards Argentina, which, as I say, isn't in the emerging market index yet, but it will be up for review mid-2017. So it could be a contender to be included at some point next year. So we're seeing funds definitely interested in Argentina at the moment.
All right, so Stephen, if you could, from a broad spectrum look at things, we've heard a lot of this terminology thrown around, risk on, risk off, for a lot of investors. And a lot of people have been saying investors have been moving more risk off, going into treasuries, precious metals, the safer, so-called safer assets. Are you seeing the same thing going on with the emerging market funds?
Not really. It's strange with EM because some of the more defensive sectors, like a consumer staples, for example, still have a good degree of growth about them as well. So we're seeing allocations in consumer staples rise, which would suggest it's defensive, but we're also seeing allocations in tech rise, which isn't perhaps a defensive sector. So I wouldn't say it was risk off or on at the moment in EM. We're seeing a consolidation of outflows. So on a broader sense, people taking money out of EM funds, that stalled. So there was a big kind of outflows, I guess, towards the middle and end of last year. That stopped. So I think there's some consolidation going on and people looking at the upside. Obviously, the rate decision's helping EM a little bit in the US. So I think that's where we are at the moment. People deciding whether we're going to have a bull run in EM and reverse this five-year bear market we've been in or not. So whether it's going to tip and reverse again. But there's no one side in terms of sector allocation that we're risk on or risk off, I wouldn't say.
All right, so it sounds like a lot of the investors in these EM and EM funds are also, they sound a little confused, much like I think you could argue a lot of U.S. investors are right now, with the signals from the central banks being more dovish than they have been recently, and a lot of people waiting for this Brexit vote to come down, which I think is going to be a much longer process than simply a one-day vote and potential trend. If anyone wants to check out Stephen's work, just search Copley Fund Research.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Another very interesting guy. Met him at some conferences in Idaho. I guess got Jeff Christian. By the way, Jeff, that must have been probably, what, 10 or 12 years ago.
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, a long time. We want to get your opinion, first of all, on the Brexit situation, the potential implications of the European Union, losing the UK seem to be fairly significant, according to a lot of the pundits. What do you think?
Well, right now it's too close to call. It does look really significant. It's interesting because the major concern now in Europe has been that if the British decide to exit, all the other countries might also start talking about breaking up the EU. And, you know, it would be an organized process, even if it's just the UK leaving. And it opens the scope for some negotiations. But I think it could be a very important factor on a global economic basis if it does go forward.
Jeff, I could not agree with you more in the aspect of other countries potentially following in their footsteps. We talked about it pretty much throughout the week. But on a one-time basis, when this vote does go through, we've already seen a lot of volatility in the precious metals especially and in some other markets leading up to this vote. Do you think that we're going to see some spikes or drops as this vote goes through?
Yeah, our expectation, right now in the run-up to the referendum next Thursday, there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's clearly been one of the factors. You know, gold prices had fallen to $12,005 on June 1st, and it got up to, like, you know, $13,014 yesterday. And one of the factors behind that clearly has been uncertainty over Brexit and how the vote's going to go and what it means to the global economy and the UK economy and financial markets. That's probably been the major factor. The FOMC comments earlier in the week clearly also fed into that. But our view is that once the referendum is behind us, the price of gold's likely to come off, at least on a temporary basis, for the next couple months. I mean, we're into the seasonally weak summer months, June, July, August. Fabricators, jewelers, electronics companies tend to buy less gold during this period of time. Jewelers will have a rolling vacation over the next couple months. Investors often also pull back from investing in gold and other assets during the summer months, you know, sell in May and go away. Applies to gold and silver just as much as it does to stocks. So there are a number of factors that suggest that the gold price could come off. And our view is, you know, depending on how the vote goes, if the British vote to stay in the EU, we think the gold price comes off. If they vote to leave, we think it could spike up for a minute or a day and then come off. So we're looking for gold prices to fall after next Thursday and then to be weak the remainder of June, July, August, before rising again, you know, August, September, October, November. So I think that's probably the implication for the gold price there.
Jeff, what do you think a normal gold price should be when we have this fear eliminated from the market? Because this really is fear that's being traded on.
Yeah, it's fear or uncertainty. I have a guy down the hall from me who says, don't use the word fear, use concern. And I don't know that there's any such thing as a normal gold price, but, you know, what we're telling our clients is that we wouldn't be surprised to see the gold price fall back to 1220 or 1200 or even 1180 over the period between now and the end of August. And so that's sort of our short-term target. We're telling our investor clients, if you see the price gold fall back to that level, that's probably a good level to buy it at. And we're telling our producers, you know, you could hedge. We put together a very interesting hedge this week, initially for a mining company, where we basically structured a hedge where they bought two puts and paid for it with a call spread. And what that did, and it was a very short-term thing, it was for expiration in September. So this was betting on the idea that the gold price was being inflated by the British referendum and that the gold price would come off over the next 3 months before rising. So it wasn't a long-term hedge. It was more shorter-term, really speculative. And it, you know, it offered the client, okay, you're hedging your gold price, and you have the option to, within 3 months, you know, unwind that hedge and take maybe $75 out of the gold price and still have your gold to sell at the market. And so we showed it to that producer, then we showed it to a couple other producers, and then we realized it was a very attractive head strategy for investors as well as producers. So we spent Wednesday and Thursday showing this to our clients, and several of them have put this trade in place.
The CPM Group not only deals with major mining companies, but also deals with individual investors. And this particular trade, I think, is a really good example of that, Jeff. That's an interesting philosophy to deal with two very different segments of a particular market. How did you guys come to that conclusion?
Well, CPM Group was the commodities research department at J. Aaron and Goldman Sachs. And when we were doing research back then, and we left in 1986, so, you know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, I was running that research operation. We used to supply our research and our market views and our market strategies and our investment and hedging strategies to producers, consumers, auto companies for platinum group metals, and investors. And so when we quit Goldman 30 years ago to set up as an independent boutique, those were our first clients, were both, you know, the producers, the commercials, the producers and consumers of precious metals, and the institutional and high net worth individual investors. So it's always been our market that we're divided. Now, you know, you have more producers than industrial consumers, and you have more institutions now than you did 30 years ago, because institutional investors are a larger portion of the commodity markets than they used to be.
Well, Jeff, I have to say, I thank you for sharing that trade, more or less a hedge that you shared with a number of your companies that you deal with and investors, simply because for those people who want to stay long the precious metals, but are concerned about this seasonally slow time that we are getting into, and with the question of Brexit going to be answered here within the week, well, they at least can potentially make some money on the downside while still having that upside allocation in case the price does spike and get out of hand to the upside. It sounds like you and I and a number of our other commentators are on the same side, thinking that the gold price most likely will not spike to the upside and stay up there, but stranger things have happened, and everybody does need to consider that we are entering summer here, and summer is typically a slow time. Even if we do get a pullback to around the 1200, even maybe the high 1100 level, still a higher low, still much more of a positive market that we are in compared to the last 5 years.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Chatting with Adrian Day, as promised. Adrian is perhaps one of the best money managers out there and known the man for an awful long time. Adrian happens to be from the UK originally, and consequently, Corey and I, Adrian, wanted to get your opinion on the Brexit situation. You know, early in the week in a daily editorial, my comment about the Britain leaving the, or the UK leaving the UK was kind of this too shall pass philosophy. Having read later in the week for what the Chancellor of the Currency said and some other folks in the UK and in Europe said about that particular action, potential action, I guess is a better way to put it, a lot of people are feeling that could be have very serious economic consequences, not only for the UK, but also for the European community as a whole and the world economy as a whole. What are your comments on that?
Oh, I think some of these concerns are grossly overdone, and frankly, they're scaremongering as we come to the end of a very, very, very tight race. I should put my cards on the table. If I were voting, I would vote for Britain to leave. I campaigned when I was in England very, very hard against Britain even joining the EEC, which was meant to be an economic trade, not even union, but closer action. But everybody knew that eventually it was going to lead to political closeness. No, I think a lot of these, particularly on the Remain side, particularly from the government, frankly, and government supporters, they're just extreme scare tactics on my mind. I mean, we had the Prime Minister yesterday or the day before saying that pensions would be cut, the National Health Service wouldn't get its funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then to top it off, an official of the EU in an interview with the German newspaper Bild Monday, said that Britain leaving the EU would be the beginning of the end of Western civilization. I mean, give me a break. It's clear that the Europeans don't want, or the European establishment doesn't want Britain to leave. That's clear. But for Britain itself, it's for me and for a lot of the out people, it's a matter of sovereignty, even more than a matter of economics. You know, people in Britain or the people on the outside, the exit side, are concerned about the ever closer political union that has clearly happened over the years and is clearly on the cards for the future, even if it's denied. I mean, Brussels has become an unelected bureaucracy, and that bureaucracy is unelected, but it's in control. It's ruined the British fishing industry. It tells people what they can call ice cream and can't call ice cream and so on. And I mean, just idiotic little things. But I think the main issue is that there are economists on both sides, and there are neutral economists who have tried to lay out, objectively, there are a few of them, lay out objectively what would happen with this, what would happen with that. And the truth is, we really don't know. The truth is that there is no reason why Britain being out of the European Union should have any fundamental difference. But I think the biggest thing is the political reaction. It's well known that Obama, when he very inappropriately, in my view, told the British how they should vote on this issue, but he said in a minute of candor, he said if Britain leaves, they'll go to the back of the line for any U.S. trade deals. Less well known in the States is that a lot of comments from Europeans have said, Britain shouldn't expect us to help them once they're gone. We're going to make it as difficult as we can for them if they go. So I think the biggest concern would be there will be stumbling blocks put up in terms of trade and so on. But I think, that's not going to last forever. And Britain, frankly, is one of the countries in the world with the most diversified trade patterns, both of imports and particularly of exports, of any country in the world. You look at America, where Canada is a worse example, Canada, where most of its exports go to, the majority go to U.S., but Britain is very, very diversified in its trade exports, and always has been, because of its unique situation, not unique, but because of its, situation as an island with a former empire and commonwealth, and so there's strong trading ties with the rest of the world for Britain.
So, Adrian, I've been on record earlier this week and even earlier on the show saying that I don't think that Britain will suffer all that much, especially in the longer term, if they do decide to leave. But I think the risk more lies in the EU and even further down in the euro, farther down the road, if other countries jump on board, and jump on board as in try to move out of the euro or the EU as well. Do you feel a similar way about that, that there could be other...
Absolutely. No, absolutely. But in a way, a British voter shouldn't make his vote based on whether, Czechoslovakia and Romania might want to leave the EU, or Greece, for that matter. He should make the vote on what's best for Britain, not what's best for Europe. I should have. That's a more important issue. No, I think if Britain does vote to leave, you will get movements to leave. Certainly to leave the euro. The majority of European voters in the majority of European countries want to leave the euro, according to opinion polls. They do not want to leave the EC, I should point out, but the majority want to leave the euro, and I think that will be the next move, the unraveling of the euro. But you will get movements in some countries, and there'll be a big boost from Britain leaving. There'll be a big boost for the movements in different countries, France, Denmark, and different countries who want to leave the EC, no question. Yeah, no question. So it'll be important for that, and I think in the immediate term, we'll probably see the British pound go down even more and the British stock market go down more as there's a sort of knee-jerk reaction, you know, just to, you know, just to sell British assets. But I think that would then be a very good time to invest in British assets. I mean, you look at something like GlaxoSmithKline. It doesn't really matter to Glaxo whether they're in the EU or not in the EU, but that's a stock that's trading. It's not trading at an all-time low by any means, but it's got a nearly 6% dividend yield. You know, this is the British pharmacy company, as I'm sure you know. It's got a very strong balance sheet. It's got super strong margins, pre-tax margin 44%, with a dividend yield, as I say, of nearly 6%. And there's a lot of companies in Britain with yields between 5 and 6%, good quality companies. I would avoid the construction and the real estate market, real estate companies, because I think they could be hurt if some foreign investors decide to sell. But some of the other British companies, they are cheap now, and they'll get even cheaper if Britain votes to exit.
Adrian, I have to agree with you. I've read numerous articles, and I think there will be an opportunity in certain British companies after the vote goes down, especially if the vote is to leave the EU, simply because I think these stocks will get beat up. But as I stated, and it sounds like you're on the same page, Britain's going to come out of this just fine, and some of those solid companies are going to be the real, well, percentage gainers for investors looking at gaining yield somewhere. Adrian, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Adrian is the founder of Adrian Day Asset Management. We love having you on the show. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In town to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with our buddy Jeff Deist right now, president of the Mises Institute. We did attend the Mises outreach in Seattle 2-3 weeks ago, and I have to tell you, I have never spoken with a group of more intelligent, well-thought people in my life as some of the folks who attended. I take out the word some, all of the folks who attended that particular gathering. Having said that, Jeff, we did an interview on Friday with Jay Taylor, and it was interesting. Jay brought out some quotes during that interview about how really, really despicable a person President Obama and his counsel, for lack of better terms, really are. You might want to listen to that interview, folks. It's on our website, and they're all direct quotes. These are no opinions, simply direct quotes. Okay, now we have his predecessor, Hillary Clinton, who people are saying really should be investigated. There's a possibility that the FBI will suggest an investigation, and if it's turned down, there's a possibility, rumor has it, that the director of the FBI will then step down. Then on the other hand, we have Donald Trump. The question I have for you, Jeff, is the Democrats are really out for revenge. We have a candidate who is very possibly a felon. Okay, just a very powerful, politically powerful felon. How did the United States ever get, in your opinion, to this particular situation?
Well, that's a good question. Look, Murray Rothbard talked about this. He says the worst rise to the top in politics. In other words, politics is the opposite of the marketplace. People who fail spectacularly in politics never go away. They never stop getting paid. They oftentimes don't lose elected office. Or if they're a bureaucratic person in administration, they're not fired. It's federal employee unions are very powerful. So in every sense, politics are the opposite of the marketplace because politics are based on force. The marketplace is based on cooperation and voluntary transactions, people doing business with one another. So it's interesting. You say, how could we get to this point where people hate Hillary, they hate Trump? What's wrong with us? Why can't we elect or at least nominate better people? There's so many smart, successful, brilliant people in America who could honestly deal with the macro problems we have with entitlements, with war, etc. Well, we only have to look as far as the mirror for the answer to that question now, because we ruin the lives of people who run for office. Once they get there, it's not too fun. Now, granted, they become very powerful people and they're set for life if they're elected president, of course, or even a senator or a member of Congress. But, you know, we as voters are hypocrites. We continue to vote for the two parties. We continue to vote for people who play the game as it's currently played. So unless and until we just stop voting, or at least only vote for candidates who are radically different, then it's a reflection of us that we've allowed this to go this far. So we can't just shake our hands, even if you're not political, even if you don't vote. We can't just shake our heads and say, oh, my gosh, things are terrible. Look at Hillary and Trump. We're all responsible for this because this happened on our watch and in our country. Although we're going to leave Corey off the hook here. Corey, you're forgiven. Canadians are good people, and you've got nothing to do with these monsters we're about to elect.
Hey, Jeff, we just went through a pretty tough election on our own, so I don't completely give all Canadians the free pass as you do. But thanks for saying that. Jeff, there's one point that I want you to address, and that is the acceptance of these candidates within each of their parties. Hillary seems to have a lot of the Democrats' acceptance, I would say. Although Bernie definitely got some more internal votes than I thought he would. But Trump, there seems to be this dividing line within the Republicans where a number of them are having trouble accepting Trump as their candidate to go into this election. Why do you think that is?
Well, he's not one of them. And at the end of the day, the political class, Democrat and Republican, have far more in common with one another than they do with average people in this country, with flyover country. So they would much rather have Hillary win. When I say they, I mean people who we might call conservatism, Inc., elected officials, defense contractors, think tank types, media types who are on the right. They would much rather have Hillary win because that represents more a business as usual. And that's a business they understand. People pay them and give them jobs whether they get results or not. In other words, we lose trillions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives, tens of thousands of American lives in Iraq, and are defense contractors punished for these transgressions? No. They get new contracts for new fighter jets that don't work. They build new aircraft carriers, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no losing in politics as long as you remain employed and you're getting paid. So that's what people fail to understand. So what Trump threatens is the status quo, business as usual. Now, undoubtedly, a different status quo would arise under a Trump administration. So I'm not saying that he's going to single-handedly sweep away all these lobbyists and think tank types in D.C., but he is going to upset the apple cart, and he's going to make a lot of people nervous about their paychecks. So you have to understand at the end of the day, there's a great line in the movie Thank You for Smoking. Christopher Buckley, the son of William F. Buckley, wrote this fantastic book, Thank You for Smoking, about sort of the circus in D.C. And it's one of the few movie adaptations that's really good. It really tracks the book, and it's a really good job. Usually you read a book, you're disappointed in the movie, but this movie's really good. And one of the great lines in that movie is that we ask, why do people do this? Why do they do that? What's the motivation in politics? Well, at the end of the day, there's always someone who has to pay a mortgage. Right? We say, well, why would you do that? Well, people do these terrible things because to pay their mortgage, right? That's, you always have to, in a sense, follow the money. So when we say, why are people within the GOP upset with Trump? I think that's your answer, Corey.
One of the reasons that I will vote for Trump is because I'm very curious to see how the status quo, in what direction it's going to go. I have to tell you, I and all of my friends in the area that we live in, and I know their opinions through Bible studies, through discussion groups, book discussion groups, et cetera, they are all saying the same thing. And what they're saying is, you know, we've got literally millions and millions of people in this country, and the best we can do is Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Well, you know what? Donald Trump very possibly may, his presence and his actions may shake up the country to where the status quo may change, and it may have to change. Got to get past Clinton first, though, I would have to say, and I don't know what the odds are of that happening. How about you, Jeff?
I think Hillary's the favorite. I think she remains the favorite. I think that she has organization on the ground and will have funding to make that organization go. Trump is still much more of a loose cannon. And even though voters did what they usually don't do with Obama, which is they went with an unknown quantity, I think we have a tendency as people, as voters, to choose the devil we know versus the devil we don't. And if there's anything we know, it's the Clintons. My God, we've been living with them for 20 years. They never go away. And let's not forget the demographic shifts. When Mitt Romney made a gaffe and said 47% of Americans get money from the federal government one way or another, that's true. And that number's growing. So let's not forget that there are plenty of people who might even like Trump and like what he says, but just vote Democrat because, again, that's how they get paid. They get paid by voting, not by working. And there's millions and millions of people in this country who do that, and they're not all welfare bums in trailer parks having 10 kids. Some of them are well-heeled people with millions of dollars in the bank getting Social Security. Why are they getting it? Well, because they paid into it is what they'll tell you. But the bottom line is that the Democrats have a huge built-in constituency, and I would say that they start at about 45%. So, in other words, Hillary's task is to go from 45 to 50.1, whereas Trump's task is in effect, to go from 0 to 50.1. So if I was a betting man, I would certainly bet on Hillary today. But it's a long time till November. I'm not saying that that's written in stone.
Well, unfortunately, you are right that I think Trump right now is playing catch-up and has been playing catch-up since he started his campaign. I have to say, most people, I think he's gotten further than most people would think, but he does have a little momentum here, and it will depend on what kind of support he gets, but it is also still a number of months until we will see, well, exactly what happens with Trump, and, well, this will be an exciting, I guess you could call it exciting, election series. Jeff, always enjoyable chatting with you. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. Please come visit our website, kereport.com, for daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.